As we're planning our crop rotations under irrigation for the upcoming growing season, I thought you might like to know about some ongoing limited irrigation research from the K-State Research Extension Center in Tribune. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm your K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, when I was looking up some limited irrigation research, I found this study from the Tribune Station that will be quite applicable in our area. Now, this research is funded by Groundwater Management District No. 1 and is answering some of their questions about crop rotation and water use. This study was started in 2012, and all parts of the rotation are in the field each year, and they're replicated 4 times. Now, the rotations looked at in this study are continuous corn, continuous grain sorghum, a corn sorghum rotation, and a corn wheat rotation. Now, the irrigation for each of these rotations is limited to 10 inches. This is applied at the most critical stress periods and is limited to 1.5 inches per week. In addition, the crops are grown in no-till field conditions to best store the water that's applied. Now, for the corn yields in 2017, the best yielding rotation was the corn wheat rotation with a yield of 211 bushels per acre. The least yielding rotation was continuous corn with 154 bushels of corn per acre. Now, this is a little different than the long-term yield averages. Now, when we looked from 2013 to 2017, the highest yielding corn rotation is still that wheat and corn rotation, but the average is 189 bushels per acre for corn rather than the 211 that we got this year. The corn sorghum rotation was not statistically different than the corn wheat rotation, and its average over the years was 181 bushels of corn per acre. Now, the lowest yield looking at corn was continuous corn at 167 bushels per acre. It's important to note that the yields in 2017 were greater than normal because of the greater than normal rainfall. For the growing season, the field had more than 22 inches of rain, and as a result, the corn used roughly 6 more inches of water than it has in previous years. And in 2017, across all of the rotations, the corn used approximately 33 inches of moisture, whereas in prior years, the corn used about 26¾ inches. Now, as I was reading through this research, I was drawing all kinds of conclusions, but one thing that I was really noticing is that corn is a good foundation for limited irrigation fields, and rotating that corn with a more drought-tolerant crop is a great way to maximize corn yields, and it's part of the rotation. Sorghum and wheat can be viable rotation partners with corn in limited irrigation. Now, I have the write-up that Alan Schlegel put together for this study posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website, and that's at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any questions on this, you can get a hold of me at the Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding out in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.